Welcome to the Quantum News Daily Brief. Here are today's top stories in quantum technology. Xiaoyi Du of the Peking University and colleagues from Shenzhen Technology University, Eno Corner, and Shanxi University have made a key advance in quantum metrology by constructing a bias-corrected estimator with bias scaling as 0/1/nu³, where nu represents the number of measurements. This allows determination of how many measurements are needed to operationally observe asymptotic sensitivity, improving upon existing methods. A new framework has been established to quantify how quickly quantum measurements can reach their best possible precision, focusing on the number of measurements needed to realistically achieve it during experiments. Next story. Scientists have revealed a new regime where domain growth sharply exceeds nucleation in the dynamics of metastable states, a phenomenon central to diverse fields ranging from cosmology to quantum matter. Next story. LBNL researcher leverages 104 qubits on IBM Heron to simulate subatomic hadronization. A research collaboration led by the Lawrence Berkeley National Laboratory, LBNL, has successfully simulated hadronization, the fundamental particle physics process where quarks bind via the strong nuclear force to create composite hadrons like protons and neutrons, on a physical quantum processor. Executed by LBNL research scientist Anthony Chavarella and published in Physical Review D, the simulation mapped real-time string-breaking dynamics using 104 active qubits on an IBM Heron processor, IBM_Torino. Next story. University of Sydney and IBM quantify mid-circuit measurement bottlenecks to advance fault-tolerant logic. IBM Quantum System 2 in Poughkeepsie, New York. The machine was used in the experiments conducted by University of Sydney quantum physicists. Photo, IBM. A joint research collaboration between the University of Sydney Nano Institute and IBM Quantum has identified, isolated, and mitigated a major hardware engineering bottleneck hindering fault-tolerant quantum computing, FTQC. Published in Nature Communications by lead author Dr. Robin Harper and project lead professor Stephen Bartlett, the study provides the first comprehensive quantitative benchmark of errors introduced directly by mid-circuit measurements, MCMs. Next story. Shanghai expands quantum foothold with Shuhui Cultivation Zone and Zhangjiang Quantum Bay dual hubs. The municipal government of Shanghai has accelerated its multi-district industrial layout by executing sequential rollouts of two primary quantum infrastructure developments, the newly unveiled Zhangjiang Quantum Bay in the Pudong New Area on June 27, 2026, followed by the launch of the Shanghai Quantum Computing Future Industry Incubation Zone in Shuhui District on June 30, 2026. That's your Quantum News Daily Brief. Stay curious, and we'll see you tomorrow.